Improve It peeps. Welcome to the Improve It podcast. I am Erin Deal. I like to sing my name. I am not only the host of the Improve It podcast, I'm also the founder and CEO of the professional development company, Improve It. Improve It's purpose is to elevate how you work through play. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. And if you hit play, my friend, it is no coinkydink. You are here because you are a people leader who cares deeply about the people that you lead and the lives that you touch. You're here to make the world a little bit better than you found it. So I'm so happy you are here today. We are diving into a leadership superpower that will define your success in 2025. You ready? Drum roll, please. It's empathy. It's not a spoiler because you read the title and you hit play, but empathy is such an important word. It's not just a word, it's a movement. And here's the kicker. I'm not going to give you a giant 10-step process or this long-winded method that leaves you overwhelmed. Nope, my friends, not today. Today, I am giving you a shortcut, a simple 2-step framework that you can take straight to your teams and implement immediately. Now, we are cutting through the noise today, and we're simplifying the magic behind empathetic leadership. Whether you lead a small team or you oversee an entire organization, mastering empathy will unlock deeper connections. It's going to increase your engagement, and it's going to give you more meaningful results. So I want you to grab your notebook, grab your pen, or just tune in fully because we're about to break it down. All right, let's talk about what is this theory of empathetic leadership and why the heck does it matter? We're going to start with the basics, y'all. Empathy at its core is the ability to understand and to share the feelings of another. But empathetic leadership takes it another step further. It's about creating an environment where the people around you feel seen, they feel heard, they feel valued. And let me say this, studies show that leaders who consistently demonstrate empathy are not only viewed more positively by their teams, but they are also rated higher in performance by their supervisors. Now, let me give you one more little fact. According to the Center for Creative Leadership, 91% of employees believe empathy is essential to cultivating a positive workplace culture. 91%. That is a very high percentage of people who believe in empathy. Now, I know you. You're my peep. You press play because you care about your people. This episode is for you, but it's also for the other 9%. I want you to listen today. And if you know a leader in your life who is a peer, who is a past leader you've been led by, who needs to hear this message of empathy, I want you to share it with them. Because now is the time for empathy. We are waking up. This generation of workforce is waking up to the need for empathy to be at the forefront of our leadership capabilities. Why is that? In a world of navigating hybrid work, in a world of generational shifts, and a world of people just having extreme burnout from the exhaustion of the pandemic, empathy isn't just a nice to have, it's survival. And I say exhaustion of the pandemic because I really truly believe that we are still recovering from the trauma of 2020 to 2022, basically. It's survival. Empathy is the bridge between disengagement and retention. It's the bridge between turnover and loyalty, and it starts with 2 simple steps. So let's dive into this framework. Step 1, active listening. Step 2, perspective taking. We are going to unpack both. This episode is like getting straight to the punch, y'all. There's no fluff, no beating around the bush. We're going right there. If you want to lead with empathy, step 1 is to actively listen. And it sounds simple, right? But I'm talking about the real deal. And that is my last name. Being fully present, not mentally crafting your response while the other person speaks. Now, truth, I want you to think about this. In this episode, all whatever many minutes in, have you already been thinking about what you're going to have for dinner? Have you been thinking about how your stomach's grumbling because you haven't had lunch yet? Have you been wondering about, is my kid okay at school? Because he had a cough this morning. I want you to be truthful. It's okay. It is okay. That is normal. People do this. But I want to let you know that leading with empathy means you have to take a step back and be fully present. Here's an example. All right. Imagine one of your teammates, one of your direct reports, let's just call them Alex, approaches you and Alex is frustrated about a project. So active listening means instead of continuing to type your email and look at your screen, you stop what you're doing, you make eye contact, and you focus on understanding their words and emotions. So you might push yourself back from your desk, take a full chair turn twist towards Alex and say, Alex, I hear that this project has been overwhelming. Can you tell me more about what's been the biggest challenge? Now, let's add an improv twist to this because you know this is the Improve It podcast and that is what we do. In improv, there is a game called Last Word Response. It's where one person speaks and the partner that they're talking with must start their sentence with the last word that the first person said. So, let's say Alex says, I'm frustrated about this project. You would use Alex's last word, which is project. You would say, projects are overwhelming at times. I hear you. Let's dissect what's going on with this one. Now, let's just say this is a forced activity, but what it does is it forces you to stay present and truly listen to what's being said. You can't overthink. You can't think ahead. So you can try this in meetings by silently repeating the last word your team member says before responding. And I can tell you it will keep you so engaged and shows that person, it will show Alex how truly locked in you are. Trust me, your team will notice. Hey peeps, we keep the show at Freed Around Here for a reason, but if you're loving this concept of empathy, I want to take a minute and give you some insight on how myself and my team can help you. First, if you have not received a copy of my book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy, what are you waiting for? Please do so. You can get it at any major retailer, or you can go to my website, it's erindeal.com. It will take you to your favorite place of book retailership. It's packed filled with exercises to help you and your team lead empathetically and make all team members feel seen, heard, and valued. Secondly, if you like what you're hearing today, we have a keynote that is great for your next team offsite, your next conference or annual meeting. It's called The Empathetic Leader, and it's led by yours truly. Now, I want you in this keynote to be prepared to use movement to start a movement of positivity and self-awareness that will awaken your mind, your body, and soul. This is an extremely interactive one-hour keynote session that infuses play, improv, and experiential learning. If your organization wants to enhance empathetic leadership at all levels and create a culture that lives in a state of abundance rather than a state of scarcity, then this session is for you. Here's some things that participants learn. You'll understand your current level of self-love and compassion. You'll move from limiting beliefs or your scarcity statements into more enriching thoughts, which we call abundance statements, on a consistent basis. You'll realize that your thoughts affect your words and that your words and tone affect everyone around you. You'll realize how your energy affects your empathy and how your empathy affects your team. You'll discover your own visionary power and how to harness it. and you'll turn your thoughts and words into positive daily actions to become the highest version of yourself possible. You're going to walk away with a stronger understanding of self-love, empathy, and a roadmap to guide you forward. Now, know that our keynotes are best for groups of over 100 or more, but if you have a smaller group, our final offer would be for you to be part of one of our newest workshop offerings, Radical Empathy. In this two-hour workshop, you'll learn tangible activities to help you understand how much self-care and self-love you give yourself and how to improve this moving forward, how to show up as your highest self and how your energy is a direct correlation to others' energy, and how you can increase your own vibes to attract and retain a magnetic culture. If you want to know anything more about these offerings, you can reach out to us at info@learntoimproveit.com or visit our website, www.learntoimproveit.com, to make an inquiry and learn more. We cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you for taking a listen of what we can do to help you and your team. Now back to our episode. All right, we talked about step one, which is active listening. Now we're getting into step two, perspective taking. This is empathy's secret sauce. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes, even if you don't agree with their viewpoint. Let me say that again. Stepping into somebody else's shoes, even if you don't agree with their viewpoint. Let me give you an example. You're in a leadership meeting, and Sarah, one of your managers, is pushing for a new flexible work policy that you are skeptical about. Now, instead of immediately shutting it down, you ask yourself, okay, what experiences might be shaping Sarah's opinion? Maybe she's seen her team's productivity improve with flexible hours. So you could try to respond with curiosity and say something to Sarah like, hey, Sarah, I'd love to understand more about how this could benefit the team. What results have you seen so far? So that right there is allowing Sarah to take a step back and realize, okay, there are some results I'd like to share. Your curiosity is intriguing to Sarah because she feels seen, heard, and valued because you've asked her a question. It's a win-win. So this perspective-taking approach really comes full circle for not only you, but for the person involved as well. Here's the improv connection. You can play this game, yes and, which we talk about all the time on this show with your team. So when someone offers an idea, you can respond by saying yes and to build on their thought. So for example, let's say yes and to Sarah. And if we want to try a flexible work policy for 3 months, we can track the data and see what happens. Now, this small shift encourages open dialogue and it signals that their perspective is valued. Once you start to get comfortable with this concept of yes and, you don't actually have to say the words yes and. It could just be like a, Sarah, thank you for sharing. It's just an acknowledgement of their ideas. We teach this in almost every workshop that we do here at Improve It. And I will tell you, a lot of people get tripped up on this concept because they think that yes and means that you can't not agree. You don't have to agree. It is an acknowledgement of the other person's idea. It is an acknowledgement that person contributed to the conversation, and you're acknowledging their perspective is really what it is. So use this yes and approach as you start thinking about your own empathetic leadership style. Now, let's bring all of this to life with a real world example. So we recently worked with a tech company here that was struggling with high turnover. One of our clients, we work with a lot of tech companies actually, but this one in particular had their leadership team decide to implement these two steps in their one-on-one meetings. And let me tell you the result. With more active listening, with more yes-anding and perspective taking, employees felt more comfortable voicing concerns, and engagement scores increased by 25% in just 6 months. All of that to show you that a simple shift in how leaders approach conversations can have a ripple effect across the entire company. It literally starts with the top, my friends. So here's your improv tie-in. In improv, as you know, the golden rule is yes and, building on what your partner gives you. This is perspective taking in action. When somebody offers an idea, even if it's out of left field, we build on it instead of shutting it down. This same principle applies to empathetic leadership. Now, let me just say, as you start to implement this approach in your own team and in your own organization, there are going to be challenges. There always are. Anytime you approach something with a new, fresh set of eyes, there's going to be things that come up. I get it. It's not always easy. And you're juggling deadlines, you're juggling budgets, and you're juggling different team dynamics. When you're doing all this, empathy can feel like another task. The key is to make it part of how you lead, not an add-on. Start small. In your next meeting, I want you to challenge yourself to stay fully present for at least one conversation and notice the difference in how the other person responds. Nicole on my team is like a born yes-ander. She's also very involved in this podcast. She's our marketing manager here at Improve It. And I'll tell you what, I have never not felt seen or heard by her in any communication. It is a part of her strategy as a teammate. It's a part of her leadership strategy. She sees, hears, and yes ands on a dime. So try to incorporate it, not make it an additional thing. Make it a part of your leadership style. Now, I also want to say this to all my empaths out there, because I'm one as well. We cannot take on all of other people's energy while doing this. It is important to set boundaries. We have to set our own little, what I call energy bubble up before we start doing this, because as empaths, sometimes we take on other people's problems as our own. Empathetic leadership does not mean taking on everyone else's problems. It means showing understanding while empowering your team to find solutions. So if you need to do this, here's a quick little lesson. As an empath, what I do sometimes when I feel people's energy start to impose on mine, I literally pretend like I'm wrapping myself with a giant spacesuit. And I literally from head to toe dress myself in this spacesuit and I zip it up. This is imaginary, so that their energy cannot permeate me. But I'm still going to make them feel seen, heard, and valued by acknowledging, actively listening, and yes-anding their perspective. So here's your homework. In the next week, I want you to practice this active listening and perspective taking in two interactions. That's it. Two interactions. It could be with your team, it could be with a client, it could be at home. I want you to pay attention because these small shifts will build connection and trust with whoever you're using it with. Empathy is not just a skill, my friends. It's a leadership superpower. And in 2025, it's the key to unlocking your team's full potential. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Improve It podcast. If it resonated with you, share it with somebody else, please, or it would mean the world to us if you left a 5-star review on iTunes. That is how we know that you're listening and we know what we can do to continue to bring this content to you. So you can even write in the review comments something that you want us to address. But I want you to know, my friends, I want you to keep leading with heart. Remember, I see you. And as always, keep failing. Keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. Today's episode was short and sweet, but it packed a big punch. I'll see you next time.
Podcast.